Rebecca Ekpe, Nadpo, Ite, Abdul Hai Mumen, Rebecca Ua, and Dayela Ite, all of GPT, are among 31 journalists who will be honored at the 20th GJ Award ceremony on Saturday. Others are Mabel Akuban of Graphics Communications Group, Seth Kwanobwateng of Joy FM, of TV3, and Jamila Okechere of Daily Guide. The GJ Awards is the flagship program of the association, and its president, Roland Afomoni, has been speaking ahead of the ceremony.
It's our flagship event, and the expectations are that we will not lower expectations, we will never lower the standards, because every human being has a sense of achievement. So the GJ Awards are the pinnacle of professional achievement. So we expect journalists who have been nominated as winners to not only feel proud, but to also be motivated to scale up their performances in all dimensions of the profession. We are expecting, he said, the president to greet the occasion. All indications are that he'll be there, because he's a member of our profession. In fact, he's a member in good standing. A few months ago, he paid all his arrears. So we are proud that he's not only a member, but also a member in good standing. Yeah. And we are also expecting the chairman of the Peace Council to serve the chairperson. Our special guest is energy expert Kukwawachi. He used to be with VRA. He's now with the Africa Power Systems, based both in Accra and the US. So everything points to a very good celebration, because the nature of our job is such that we don't have time to socialize. We are always under pressure. Our working environment is brusque. Our deadlines are relentless. And in the midst of all this, we are expected to deliver peak performance. So the event will create a platform not only to celebrate excellence in journalism, but also to have fun in the excellence of the president.
I see some familiar names over here that I've seen in other awards previously. We have Mabel Akubanase from the Daily Graphic. We have Moses Aklobotu, also from the Daily Graphic. We have David Ando from Mind Joy Online, and many more. Kafui Kai of GNA, and Daniel Nano, Ghanaian Chronicle. I want to ask you, what actually went into the selection of these winners?
We look at stories with social impact. It's not only about finding any story. In fact, some of the stories did not meet the standards set for selection as award winners. We look at the social impact of your story. We also look at the quality of language. The difference between an ordinary journalist and a good journalist is the ability to craft the language. We look at your ability to craft the language. If you have a good story which is littered with mistakes or grammatical mistakes, that's more monumental. That story, irrespective of the fact that it's good, will not and will never stand a chance of winning. So we also look at the use of language. We also look at balance. We also look at the background in research, the SMI you go to put the story in the right context. And we also look at relevance. So these are basically the criteria we look at in selecting.
When you say relevance, you're talking about how relevant the story is.
How relevant the story is. Some stories are inconsequential, to say the very least, which have no relevance whatsoever. It could be written in the best of language. You display all your literary embroidery or linguistic mastery in the story. But the question which will continue to be, how relevant is this story to our circumstance, to our economic upswing, to future circumstances and all that? So relevance is also very important.
Mr. Avomoni, let me take the lead of the pan. Are we going to see an overall winner?
I'm inclined to believe that, yes, an overall winner will emerge, because previous events had been enveloped in controversy. But I believe this one will spare the controversy. But these awards are not alien to controversies. But I can assure you that this one will be spared the controversies which characterized previous events.